Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and I like where I live.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you guys. Today's topic is home.
And the title of our lesson is A New Apartment. A New Apartment. So, Marie, do you remember what happened on yesterday's show?
Yes. James moved into a new apartment, and Susie is looking for a new place to live.
Well, let's find out more about James's new apartment and what kind of place Susie wants. So let's go to our Read It. We can read it together with Marie.
James's old house was made of wood, but his new apartment is in a tall brick building. James liked his old house, but it was not near the office. His new apartment is near the office. At present, Susie rents a nice house. Does she want a micro house? No, Susie doesn't want a tiny home. She wants something between her house and a micro house.
James's new apartment is near his office. Do you live close to your work, Marie?
I do, and I really like it. I like being able to walk to work and going home for lunch.
I like my place too, but it is not very close to work.
Oh, that's too bad. I wonder why James moved out of his old house.
Well, we'll learn more about that today, but first let's look at those key words with Christina.
Hello, James 搬家了。他说他的旧家是木头造的。His old house was made of wood. 木头木材就是 wood, 它是不可数名词。而新家是在砖头造的公寓建筑里面。His new apartment is in a brick building. 名词 brick 就是砖头。James 虽然喜欢旧家，但是他离办公室很远。It's not near the office. 介系词 near 表示在什么附近，离什么不远。Susie 说他目前住的房子很好，不过房租涨价了。At present, I have a nice house. 句首的偏语 at present 就是目前、现在。Susie 希望找到一间介于大房子和超级小房子之间，中等的就可以了。She wants something between a big house and a tiny one. 介系词 between 表示在什么之间。
Was your old home bigger than your new apartment?
Yes, I lived in a lovely old house.
Oh, I love old houses. Was it made of wood or brick?
Wood. But my new apartment is in a tall brick building.
Why did you move?
I wanted to live near the office. My old house was too far away.
Linda wants to know if James's new apartment is bigger or smaller than his old home.
Yeah, James says his old home was bigger. It sounds like he really liked that house.
Why do you say that?
Well, because he says something nice about it. He says, I lived in a lovely old house.
Hey, that's a lovely sentence, and I think that's today's grammar point. So let's see Rebecca and find out what she has to teach for us today.
Hey, friends! It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? If you want to say that you lived somewhere at one time, you can use this grammar point. For example, I lived in London, or...I lived in a small town. Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Remember, that is a very important grammar point.
Yes. Well, she wants to know more about the house James lived in.
Yes, she wants to know if it was made of wood or brick.
Hey, I know wood comes from trees, But what's brick, Peter?
Well, bricks are hard. They are like squares, and we use them to build walls.
Oh, yeah. And they are usually red, right?
Some of them are, that's right. Well, let's make some sentences together using the word brick. She jumped over the brick wall. The family had a house. It was made of brick.
Well, James's new apartment is made of brick, so it's nice and strong.
But his old house was made of wood.
I still don't understand why James moved away from his big, lovely old house.
Linda wants to know why, too.
So what is the reason? Why did he move?
He moved because he wanted to live closer to the office.
Oh, I see. Well, even though James's house was big and pretty, it was too far away from his work.
Exactly. Now, let's join Christina. She will tell us more about this phrase, far away.
James 搬家了，他说 My old house was too far away. 我的旧家太远了。首先这个句子里的 old 不是老或者是陈旧的意思。Old house 指的是之前的或是原来的房子。再来我们来看看句尾的 far away。Far 是形容词表达遥远的。Away 是副词表示距离某个地方有多远。所以 far away 合在一起用就是离得很远。你可以说 His office is so far away. 他的办公室离得很远。如果你想说的更详细一点，他的办公室离家里很远，就可以加上介系词 from。His office is far away from home. 所以片语 far away from some place 就是离某个地方很远。
Well, I am glad that James moved. I'm glad James doesn't live far away from work anymore.
Yeah, me too. Living near the office is so much easier.
Maybe now that he lives close to the office, he'll start walking to work, like you do, Marie. Marie, what do you like about living close to your work?
Oh, it's so great. I only live 10 minutes away, so I can get to my home pretty quickly. And on my way home, I can stop at the grocery store. It's wonderful.
Do you ever go home during lunch and eat at home?
Yes, and that's another good thing about living close to the office. You can go to your house and have some lunch.
Well, when we talk about the time it takes to go to work or go to school and to come home, we call this your commute. So we can say, how long is your commute?
Yes. So, Peter, how do you commute from your home to work?
Well, my commute is a little longer. I have to take the bus, but it's not too bad.
That's great. All right. Well, right now it's time for us to take a little break.Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, I have a question for you, Marie. Do you prefer living in an apartment or a house?
Oh, that is a very good question. Right now, I prefer to live in a small apartment because it's less expensive and there's a lot less to clean.
Yes, it can be more convenient to live in an apartment, especially if you're in the city. Well, let's learn more. Here's conversation B.
At present, I have a nice house.But my rent went up, so I need a smaller place.
Some people live in micro houses.
Those are very small.
They're cute, too.
Well, I don't want a tiny home. Maybe something between a house and a micro house.
A
That sounds like an apartment.
Yes, I should look at some apartments.
Susie is talking to Alex about where she lives at present.
Yeah, at present. That means right now. Right now, Susie lives in a nice house.
That sounds great.
Yes, it does. But there is a problem.
Oh, no. Well, what's the problem?
Well, I'd tell you, but...
But what? Why won't you tell me?
Well, because Christina wants to explain it to us. Here she is.
Susie 说她住的房子挺好的，不过房租涨价了。I have a nice house, but my rent went up. 注意一下句尾的 went up， 我们可不要小看这个简单的两个字，在口语的表达中它超好用的。Went 是 go 的过去式，所以 go up 就表示上升的意思。房租涨价可以说 the rent went up。价格抬高了可以说 the prices are going up， 学生的成绩提高了 their scores are going up， 他的学生人数从50人增加到500人 the number of his students went up from 50 to 500， 这个 go up 是不是很好用呢？
Thanks Christina. Now I remember yesterday,Susie said her house was too expensive to rent.
Yes, the rent changed. In the past, it did not cost a lot of money to rent the house.
Right, but now it costs more to rent it, and it is too expensive.
That's why she wants to move to a smaller place. She needs a smaller place.
Yes, I need a smaller space.
You too? Really, Marie?
No. I don't need a smaller space. I need a smaller space is today's calendar phrase.
I need a smaller place.
I need a smaller place.
我需要一个小一点的地方。
Do you want to live in a big castle?
No, I need a smaller place.
Do you want to live in a big house?
No, I need a smaller place.
Do you want to live in a big apartment?
No, I need a smaller place.
Why do you want a smaller place?
I'm small.
I need a smaller place.
I need a smaller place.
我需要一个小一点的地方。
Hey, I have an idea. If Susie wants a smaller place to live, she could live in a micro house. Those are really tiny.
Hey, good idea, Peter. But actually, Alex already suggested that to Susie.
Well, it would be smaller.
True.But that's the problem. Susie thinks a micro house would be, too small.
Oh, okay. Well, she wants to live in a place that's not too big and not too small.
Exactly. Something between those two things. Like
an apartment. That's it. She needs an apartment.
Yes, Peter, that's right.
Wow, Susie and James both live in apartments now. That's great.
Well, not quite, Peter. James moved to a new apartment, but Susie hasn't moved yet. Now that she's decided what kind of place she needs, she has to go and find an apartment to rent.
Oh, right. I forgot about that part. Well, I hope she finds a good, cheap apartment. Oh,And it should be near the office.
Oh, yes. Yes, it should be. Well, I have an idea. Maybe we could help her look for one. Peter, how do you feel when you were looking for a new apartment?
It was very difficult. I needed many friends to help me find it. You need them for encouragement, but also to move after you found a place.
That's right. And when you look at 5, 10, 15 houses, it could be really difficult to choose. There's a lot of positive things about some, and there's a lot of negative things too.
I always bring a friend so I get their ideas about the place as well. Well, friends, now it's time to review. You can review with us right now.
Here's our first key word of the day. Wood. Wood. Wood comes from trees.
Brick. Brick. My house is made of hundreds of bricks.
Near. Near. Alexandra lives near the theater.
At present. At present. I don't know at present, but I will soon.
Between. Between. Belgium is between France and Germany. Friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Was your old home bigger than your new apartment?
Yes, I lived in a lovely old house.
Oh, I love old houses. Was it made of wood or brick?
Wood. But my new apartment is in a tall brick building.
Why did you move?
I wanted to live near the office. My old house was too far away.
At present, I have a nice house, but my rent went up, so I need a smaller place.
Some people live in micro houses.
Those are very small.
They're cute, too.
Well, I don't want a tiny home. Maybe something between a house and a micro house.
That sounds like an apartment.
Yes, I should look at some apartments.
Okay, friends, I have a pop quiz for you.
Oh, we do? Wait, what's a pop quiz, Peter?
Well, it means it's a quiz, but it's a surprise one. You're not prepared for it.
Hey, I guess it's a pop quiz for me too then. I hope I can pass it.
Well, let's find out. Friends, let's take a look at this picture behind us. Now, is that a house? What do you think?
Oh, that's not too hard. The picture on the left. It's a blue building. And that's a house.
Good job, Marie. Friends, did you get it right? I hope so. Well, here's the other question. What is on the right? Can you see what it is?
Is it a living room?
Well, I'll give you a hint. James just moved into one of these.
Oh, I know. It's an apartment.
Yes, you got it. Okay, last question. Which one of these is a home?
Hey, that's a trick question.
Why do you say that?
Because they both can be homes. A home is where a person or a group of people live. The people make the place a home. So a home can be an apartment or a house.
Yes, that's true. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed that. But now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Oh, Ginger, what's wrong?
Our old house was better.
Our old house was better. I liked it too.
Then why did we move?
Our old house was nice, but the rent went up.
So, our new apartment is cheaper?
Yes. Besides, the old house was too far away.
So, our new apartment is closer?
That's right. It's near the Jungle Cafe.
So, new apartment is cheaper and closer.
Yes.
So we can save money and time.
That's right.
More money for bananas and more time to eat them.
Sure.
I love our new place.
Street, give a smile to those you meet, then open up your mouth and say, things are looking good today. Talk about things that you can see, talk about what you want to be. There's so much that you can say, words can make a better day. Don't say things that make people sad, try saying things that make them laugh. Helpful words will make them strong, with positive words you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Well, Marie, we also talked a little bit about a micro house. Would you want to live in one of those?
Actually, I don't think I would. I mean, I have a lot of things. I have a lot of clothes, shoes, supplies. I don't think all my stuff would fit in a micro home.
All right. Well, I think they are pretty small, and I'm kind of tall, so maybe that would be a problem for me.
That's true. Well, friends, we had a lot of fun with you. Join us again soon, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.